Tura realised what had happened. The squirrel maid ran at Valea, shouting,
"You've murdered him, you rotten scum!"
The Sable Queen retreated several paces, allowing the guards to intercept Tura, who struggled in their grip.
"You dirty, stinking vermin! Flander was worth 10 of you!"
Holding the bunched hem of a cloak over her injured eye, Valea stood quivering with rage and pain. She screamed,
"Get them out of my sight, all of them. Throw them in a cave where they can't dig their way out. Lock them in there and double the guard."
The captors were herded off at spear point. Midda, Tura, and some of the older creatures scrambled to pick up the babes. Frightened and bewildered, the little ones began weeping piteously. Deva attempted to place a poultice over her mistress's eye. It was swollen and discoloured.
"Hold still, Majesty. This will help with the pain."
Valea flung the poultice from her, snarling,
"Keep that foul rubbish away from me. Go and stop those brats wailing, or I'll take a blade and do it myself."
Like most Gowsim shrews, Logalog Django was no scholar, nor was he gifted with patience. He curled his lips sourly at the recorder.
"Well, come on, spit it out, matey. You're going to sit there staring at yon book like a stuffed frog. When do you think you'll get round to telling us where our younguns are being held, eh?"
Granby did not like being hurried or ordered about by gruff beasts. He looked slowly up from the thick open volume, blinking over the rim of his spectacles.
"All in good time, sir. Being rude won't speed me up."
Abbess Margarine judged by the look in Django's eyes that Granby had said the wrong thing, so she took charge of the situation without delay.
"Friend Granby, I think that the good time you speak of should be right now. Kindly tell us what you know."
The recorder was about to speak when the door to the abbess's room opened. The late Claren Cordine's mate, Clarinna, staggered in. The hairwife was wearing a flowing nightgown. Her head was in bandages, her paw in a sling, and she looked totally distracted. Making a beeline for Buckler, she seized his tunic, tugging on it as she implored him tearfully,
"Where are my poor babes, Kala and Urfa? What have those vermin done? Where have they taken them? Oh, Buck, bring them back to me. I know you can. Say you will. Oh, my little ones, help me, please."
Buckler had never been in such a situation. He was really embarrassed. Clarinna was clinging so hard to him, he could not loosen her grip without hurting her. He felt all eyes in the room on him as he managed to stammer,
"Yes, of course I will, Clarinna, but shouldn't you be resting in the sick bay after what you've been through?"
Sister Fumbrel came hurrying in. The big otter herbalist was carrying a small beaker of medicine. Abbess Margarine exchanged glances with her as Fumbrel held up the beaker.
"I only popped into the next room for a moment to make this up. When I got back, there she was, gone. Poor creature, she ain't well at all. Keeps going on about her little'uns, and what beast could blame her? I'd be just the same in her position."
The good sister's voice dropped to a whisper.
"She'll fall into a deep sleep if I can get this down her."